Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Noir and Note podcast. Disclaimer, none of the comments or opinions expressed in this podcast are meant to trigger, offend, or discredit anyone from any race, gender, creed, or sexual orientation. This podcast is primarily focused on sharing my personal thoughts and experiences with a few dashes of comic relief. Thank you. Afternoon or evening, my dudes, does, guys, gals, non-binaries, and everything in between. This is Janine, and you're listening to another edition of Noir and Nope. Excuse me. Happy Sunday, first and foremost, and Happy New Year, second most. But that probably should have been the first thing I said, but whatever. Hope you all had a safe and joyous New Year. Hopefully you stayed away from people for the most part, unless they were vaccinated and all that other stuff, even though a vaccination don't mean shit in these streets. Omarion is out here just wreaking havoc on everybody. Doon 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 touch, doon 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 touch, doon 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 touch, doon 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 doon. Grab the Lysol. He's doing a lot out here in these streets. Pretty much touching everybody, like in the terms of 100%, about 70% of people I know personally have gotten the Omarion virus, and they're in, I don't want to say remission, that sounds cancerous, they are getting better, for lack of a better term, and getting over the Omarion. And it's just crazy because I haven't seen this many people in my, I won't say immediate circle, but people I personally know, I would say, I haven't seen this many people infected with it ever, and it's low-key scary. I get my test, I got my boosty-woosty, I got that jab-jab, because I don't play around in these streets, even though a vaccination is not 100%, it's still fight. It's still a little fighter in you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not taking any precautions. I know there's a lot of people out there who say, ooh, the vaccination has brain-melting genetics that promote autism, and you'll grow an extra leg, and you'll end up with a chip implanted in you, and the government can track you wherever you go. I don't give a shit whether the government tracks me or not. I mean, I give a shit because I love my privacy, but I don't give a shit because I don't go anywhere or do anything illegal. The government's gonna track me where? Going to work? Going to the CVS? Going to Marshall's? Wow. Government, you really are up in my business, and I feel invaded. That you know that I am addicted to the gummy bears that they sell at Marshall's. Hopefully, if I go by there tomorrow, they will be in stock, because if they're not, I'm gonna be in. Anywho, yeah, I am. I wouldn't say I'm a big conspiracy theorist, but I'm definitely not someone who's sitting at home with a tinfoil hat and afraid of all the things. You know, I get my information, I make a conscious decision, and then I go from there. Okay? And at the end of the day, vaccinations have been around since the dawn of time. And the thing about vaccinations with anything that you're introducing to your body, everyone's different. Everyone has a different immune system, everyone has a different, you know, body makeup, genetic makeup. So if I get a vaccination and you get a vaccination and you get some adverse reaction, it is an adverse reaction to what you already have going on in your body. Like a lot of people say, well, my kids got vaccinations and now they're autistic. Whatever was going on inside your child's body because you and your husband did the hunch and created a child, and you probably didn't do any type of genetic, I forgot what it's called, when you look up your genetic history as well as your spouse's and see if there's any kind of mutations or stuff like that. Yeah, neither one of you did that. Y'all were just like, we're in love and we want to start a family. And you just, you know, your genes and his genes mixed up together created a child, as beautiful and as joyous of an occasion that is. You really have to take in consideration your genes mixing with other people's genes and what that entails. So that's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's just what I think. And a lot of people just go around having children and not necessarily knowing that it's not going to be all fun and games. First of all, expensive as fuck to raise a kid, especially in New York City. I don't know what y'all are thinking having kids in New York City if you're not a millionaire, but baby, you have options out here. You have options out here, and I'm all about pro-choice. Let's just put that out there. And as someone who is not about that kid life, I'm all about pro-choice. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the people I'm in a roundabout way saying that maybe people need to be a little bit more focused on what they bring into the world genetically as opposed to what they are supposedly injecting us with vaccination wise. I mean, yes, you should be very, very in tune to what is going inside your body, but you should also just know the facts, my guy. Know the facts. But yeah, hopefully you all had a safe and happy new year. You're rungin' in safely. You're rungin' in responsibly. I've seen a lot of your Instagram stories. You did not. Well, you did not take the responsibilities that you should have been, and you wonder why I stay my black ass at home or to the local sea town to pick up some English cucumbers, which are delicious and way better than the regular cucumbers, just saying. Yeah, I stayed home. I minded my business. I dozed in and out, and I literally woke up a little after midnight, had some champagne, and then went back to sleep. That's it. What else you want me to do? Want me to pussy pop in Times Square while the ball drops? No fucking thank you. I wouldn't do that anyway. But it's just, the whole Times Square thing is just really weird. It's very much a touristy thing. No one really rocks with that who's from New York City. No one. One time when I was 16, a friend and I were like, oh, when we're 16, or when we turn 16, we should go there and, you know, experience it. It never happened because she was many of things, and we ended up not being friends for very long. But yeah, it's just not hitting. You have to wear a diaper. They won't let you go. It sounds low-key it sounds like some type of torture that they give you to extract information. Like what the government does, not the government, but like the armed forces do to spies. It's low-key waterboarding, but not really waterboarding. It's similar in technique. Some type of torture is what I'm saying. But yeah, you're cold, you're standing, you're holding in your pee, and you're wearing a weird hat that was provided to you by Planet Fitness. Why does Planet Fitness keep sponsoring the New Year's Eve ball drop? I don't know. Anyway, while I was dozing in and out, I watched a little bit of that. What is his name? Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus party ball drop extravaganza that they had on TV. What a weird pair. I wouldn't necessarily think those two would go together, but now that you think of it, you know, it makes sense. They're both white. They both have questionable tattoos. Damn near the same haircut. I mean, it all works out, now that I think about it. But yeah, Miley Cyrus's top fell off mid-performance. Saweetie was there. Why? I don't know. I'm going to discuss Saweetie in a little bit. But yeah, it was cute, but it wasn't like all that. I'm not really big on New Year's Rockin' Eve types of things. Not since, oh boy, passed away. Dick Clark. I haven't been into it since he unfortunately passed away. Speaking of passed away, can't believe I even didn't even mention this yet. Rest in peace to Betty White. Such a cultural icon, such an amazing woman. Passed away a couple of weeks before her 100th birthday, and it's just, I know she was 99 years old, doesn't make it any less sad. So rest in peace to her. Amazing woman that made a lot of progressive moves in her day, allowing Black performers to perform on her shows and her variety hours, and just sticking it to the man, low key. So give credit what credit is due. Rest in peace, Betty White. You're definitely going to be missed. Absolutely. With that being said, sweetie, she's had an interesting, I would say, year. An interesting 2021. And I'm thinking about maybe just wrapping this up just a little bit low-key and then just making that a whole separate topic. But no, I'm not going to do that. So here's the thing. Sweetie, I mentioned before how I do like her. I think she's a marketing genius. I think she's very good at marketing herself and making moves in order to keep her name in our mouths. However, she's dropping the ball a little bit. She had us in the first half, I'm not going to lie. When she and Quavantius broke up, he looked like the bad guy. He looked like a whole clown. And that whole last thing when he gave her a whole speech talking about, oh, you weren't the woman I thought you were, blah, blah, blah. And then she hit him with the take care. And that's it. She had the upper hand. She definitely was just queen material right there. But she was starting to fumble just a little bit. And as of recently, her and one of the babies, like Lil Baby, is his name, some rapper child, he took her on a little shopping spree, okay? And I guess they were kind of messing around. She tried to make it a thing, and he posted on Twitter. I'm not saying it verbatim because I don't have Twitter. But he basically posted on Twitter saying, bitches will do anything for clout. And that was after she posted a little sneaky link photo where you couldn't see whose lap she was sitting on, but you know how the internet investigates. They saw the shoes, they matched it up to Lil Baby, and he basically said, no, I'm single, bitches is weird, da, 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 da. And you know, she face planted for that because there was, first of all, take your shopping spree and be quiet about it, girl. You're getting all this bags and all this money or whatever. Don't try to be cute and take a picture of you sitting on his lap while the Twitter investigate. And this is why I say this is what I mean when I say she's very good at marketing, because she knew that people were gonna dig deep and figure out whose shoe that was in the picture. And they did. But it ended up backfiring on her. That was instance number one. Instance number two was her live performance. Let me explain something to you. Sweetie, not the best rapper. She's a very pretty girl. And like I said, very good at marketing herself. But you always, when you are in the limelight, when you are, you know, doing your thing, an entertainer, a performer, whatever you want to call yourself, you know, you have to know what your strengths are. For example, Britney Spears, not the best vocalist. I love Britney Spears, don't get me wrong, I love her. Thank God she's free. But not the best vocalist. She has some hot beats. She can ride the beat with her voice. And she's an awesome performer, meaning that she could dance her ass off. She can really
put on a show. And she does that. Jennifer Lopez, not the best vocalist, but also has a few bops. For the most part, they mostly are in the early 2000s, mid-early 2000s. And as y'all all know, she can perform her ass off. Amazing dancer. And she knows that. And that's what she does. She puts on a show. Mariah Carey, amazing vocalist. She got her 147th chart-topping award for All I Want for Christmas Is You, because that's what people play continuously during the Christmas season. Yours truly included, not as much because I wasn't really in the Christmas spirit. That's another topic. Anyways, Mariah Carey vocally is phenomenal. She does not need to dance. She does not need to do any gyrations. She's tried. And people were like, No. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. You sing and you sing only. She tried to do a couple of little two steps here and there. And reality took off its glove and slapped her and challenged her to a duel. And told her, no, you do not. You go back to just standing there and singing. And that's what she did, and that's what she's good at. The only double threat in that whole scenario, Beyonce. She can dance like a mother. She can sing like a mother. Acting, TBD. But she can do both those things so perfect. It's just ridiculous. And I said perfect purposely like that. Perfect. Because it's so perfect. Perfect. You know what I'm saying? She can do both of those things amazingly. And she does not need to worry about criticism or anything like that. She does get her share of criticism, but I'm telling you right now, she could do both those things. I'm going to loop it back. I know I'm on a tangent, but I'm looping it back right now. So Sweetie is a beautiful girl who can market herself, but she is not a dancer. She is not someone who goes around, you know, giving you the impression that she will rock her ass on a stage and do it very well. Also, Doja Cat, honorable mention. She has said some problematic things in the past, so I don't rock with her 100%. But she can dance her ass off. And she's a great performer, and she has many a bops. And she's a cute little singer, and she's a good rapper. She knows her strengths. Saweetie is still dipping her toe into, you know, the pool and testing the waters. And she did mention that she was going on some type of boot camp to perfect her breathing and her dancing ability. That's great. She should stay doing that, but she really should not experiment doing any type of dancing whatsoever. She needs to stand there and perform, do a little teensy two-step, and let her backup dancers do all the work. Because the last performance she had, I forgot where it was, she looked a mess. And she tried to redeem herself by posting the same dance on Instagram, and it was marginally better. Just marginally. Just a little teeny bit better. Not mostly. Not mostly at all. And then lastly, which is not a big deal at all, because you're talking to someone who has virtually no hair themselves on their head. She shaved her head and dyed it blonde. So it's giving Amber Rose, it's giving Toni Braxton earlier last year. And it looks cute, but it's like, what was the reason? Am I Cardi B in her Love and Hip Hop New York phase? What was the reason? Granted, she wore a lot of lace fronts and, you know, weaves and stuff like that. So she could have had this haircut for ages and we just didn't know. But are you doing this for yourself, or are you doing this as a marketing tactic? The photos that she recently took are beautiful. She's in her little bikini. She's poolside. She's looking fancy and free, but someone brought up the fact that she may have done this because she's sick of just being known as a pretty face and she wants her talent to reflect more than her actual looks, which may be a problem because she is talented, but does she have enough talent to actually showcase? And does she have the ability to have people say, oh wow, sweetie is a good rapper, she's a good actress, she's a good dancer. I'm surprised I didn't see this before. I was just so captivated by her beauty. Does she have that? No. Regardless, she's cool. She's done. She's smacked down a lot of people in terms of what they've said, in terms of colorist comments. And, you know, she's very pro black girl. She's biracial. She's like half Filipino, half black, but she's very pro black woman. And I like that about her. But we gonna see if this is parlaying into something bigger and better. And yeah, that's my opinion about the whole situation. I just wanted to say that and get that off my chest because that has literally been on my chest for, I want to say, a week and a half. Yeah, about a week and a half. So yeah, a lot of these performers just need to stay in their lane. They are very much people who need to just fine-tune their craft and know when they are doing the most and maybe scale it back a little bit. But anyways, hope again you all are enjoying your new year, but it's only a couple of days in, so we still have a little time to fuck shit up and make some resolutions. I don't really have resolutions. I'm just trying to get back on my grind, try to make things a little better than they were last year. And we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so I hope you all are doing well. I hope you continue to do well and stay safe out there, because like I said, people are acting crazy and you have a whole damn different variant of the coronas out there. But you know, you collect your infinity stones on specially marked boxes of frosted flakes and you should be good. Wash your hands, stay away from people who don't know how to properly put on a mask, and relax, have some tea, put your feet up, don't stress out, get some sleep as well, take your vitamins, because you know, a weak body can't fight any type of anything. It can't fight cold or flu or anything like that, so take care of yourself. That's all I gotta say. Hopefully you guys are doing well, and yeah, I'll talk to you soon. So welcome to another chapter of New York is the New Florida, volume 8, I want to say? Let's say 8. And this one is a little interesting. It actually happened almost a month ago, but it came across my vision once again. And of course, this has happened in the Bronx. Why are we surprised? We are not. So masked robbers make a man strip at gunpoint and then rob him. This is actually giving me Dave Chappelle show skit vibes. If you watch that show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm reading an article from WPIX New York City, New York online. It starts off by saying two men were robbed in the Bronx after they arranged meetups with women
on Instagram, police said Sunday. On December 3rd, a 24-year-old man went to Anthony Avenue near East 174th Street to meet a woman, officials said. When he got there, two masked individuals ordered the man to take his clothes off at gunpoint. The robbers took the man's clothing and personal property, then fled in the victim's car, a 2018 Infiniti sedan. The next day, a 27-year-old man arranged a Bowler Avenue meeting with a woman, police said. Two masked people approached him at gunpoint and took his cell phone, coat, chain, and gold ring. The robber shot at the man's vehicle, striking it when he fled from the scene. No injuries were reported. Police asked for help identifying several women in connection to the robbers, and it gives a little phone number to submit your tips. Here's the thing. Stop meeting people. Fuck are you meeting people in the middle of a Panasonic? Why? Yes, this happened about a month ago, but the same shit. Okay? Y'all are so dangerously horny that you're meeting up with people during a freaking Omicron variant coronavirus epidemic. Like, really? What were you gonna do? Obviously, I know what y'all wanted to do, but I don't understand what would be the point of that. What, why? Dangerously horny. Stay your ass at home. Put down some money for a subscription to a porn site or something, bruh. Because it's like, you're really on that level of thirstiness to meet not only a woman from Instagram, but meet up shorty in the Bronx. Apparently Instagram is a new dating site. I wouldn't know. No one has slid into my DMs. Thank the Lord. That's for many reasons. Mostly because my Instagram is private and I literally have no pictures of myself on there. Pero, it doesn't matter. Why are you trying to get your rocks off during a poinsettia? It's really odd how men, and yes, men do this, but I'm going to talk about another story that's really sad in the next go around, but it's really crazy how men just be going out of their way for sexual gratifications. It's really scary what they'll put their themselves through. And the fact that these women are setting up these guys, that's some Cardi B back in the day in her stripper days type shit, when she apparently did that and robbed men and apparently dropped them, allegedly. But yeah, this ain't cool. It's not cool. It's not cool. Please don't meet anybody in the Bronx. Shout out to all my people who live in the Bronx. I love y'all, you know. You know, we're cool, but I'm not going to the Bronx anytime soon. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I barely want to come out of my house to go to work. And you're asking me to leave the borough? I don't even know where these men were actually coming from in terms of their location. Maybe they were in the Bronx too, just maybe on the further side of it, but it don't matter to me. The Bronx is the Bronx is the Bronx is the Bronx. We're not doing that today, tomorrow, or any other day. So be safe out there, people. People, please stop. Why are you on dating sites? I know what you're saying. Okay, how am I supposed to meet anybody if I can't go outside to the bars or to the clubs? Or to the lounges, or to wherever else you meet people. Don't meet people. Don't meet people. What has meeting people done for you? Absolutely nothing. Don't worry about it. Worry about something else. Worry about another business venture. Worry about another stream of income. Has this last 2 years not told you anything about having extra money? Excuse me, I was about to burp. But Has this last couple of years told you anything about being a little bit more productive, a little bit more studious, learning a new craft? Shout out to my friends who are actually engaging in a new skill or opening a small business. Shout out to y'all. I wish I had some type of talent that I can actually make into a profitable thing, but you know, these things happen. Anyway, focus on something else. Just focus on something else. I know a lot of you want to get married and have kids. Honestly, that looks overrated, especially for women. Because women, let me tell you, nothing will age you quicker than a man and some children. And a lot of you pretty much don't care about being, you know, aging and stuff like that. You just want to have your little families. And I get it. But I also don't want it. But everyone's different. I get that. But can y'all just wait a little bit? I know y'all was poking your head out the door for a little bit before this Omicron or Oxidon or Isosceles variant of the Corona came out. I know you peeked your head out, you know, and you dilly-dallied a little bit, and look what happened. A whole different variant transformed like a fucking villain on Power Rangers. So now we have to scale it back. Because y'all were a little too hot in the ass. And now we're paying for it. Thanks for that. Stop going outside and meeting people. Go to work if you need to. Come home. Go to like the drugstores and supermarkets and that's it. Stop trying to get your willies wet. It's disgusting. You should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. And another thing. How embarrassing must it be for these guys that have to explain not only to the police officers, but to their friends and family? Yeah, I was trying to meet Shorty from Instagram and I got robbed and they told me to get booty bone naked and they took my watch. He took my ring, my gold ring that my grandpa gave me. Oh, God. In my wallet. That is embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. My gosh. I wouldn't even tell anybody, honestly. If this happened to me, if I was a dude, I wouldn't even tell anybody. Like, hey, what happened Saturday night? Not much. I just chilled. Really? You look like you got a little beat up. Nah, man. I just fell. I fell down. I fell down bad. I wouldn't even tell anybody, because this is embarrassing on so many levels. It's like a freaking cake of embarrassment. So many layers. Jesus. Stay your asses at home. Please and thank you.
That concludes this week's episode of Noir and Nope. Feel free to check me out next week where we talk about more random news, entertainment, and just general interest stuff for your pleasure. Until next week, guys, take care of yourself and others. Bye.